And here's the truth. Most Americans have a false belief that when they reach for products on store shelves, cleaners, shampoos, lotions, whatever they're buying, that those ingredients are regulated by someone. That those ingredients have been safety tested to make sure they don't cause cancer or infertility. And that is the biggest lie that we have all been led to believe. Hey there, my name is Wendy, and I'm an environmental toxins lawyer who is obsessed with showing women how to toss the toxins out of their life and embrace a more holistic lifestyle. I'll be dishing up bite-sized but binge-worthy episodes on all things detox, low tox, and what's that toxin? And what is it really doing to my health? I'm breaking it all down for you, separating the myths from the facts and pulling back the curtain on the products and beauty industry. You'll hear my unfiltered and sometimes unpopular, but honest opinions. No topic is off limits. We'll dive into what's really causing our thyroid issues, hormone imbalances, infertility, and more. Think of it as a crash course for all things holistic living, but for real life. You don't have to do everything. You just have to start somewhere. Let me show you how. This is the Detox Dilemma Podcast. Welcome to episode one of the Detox Dilemma Podcast. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out what episode one of season one should look like. And first of all, talk about pressure. I mean, it's literally the first topic you're going to hear me talk about. And second, I really wanted to lay a solid foundation for the rest of the season. And I kept coming back to endocrine disruptors. But seriously, could there be anything more dry than talking about the science of endocrine disruptors? I mean, how in the world am I going to make that a fun topic? Here's the thing. I'm an expert in endocrine disrupting toxins, which I'll just call EDCs for short. And I can go all day long talking about the dangers of these toxins. And I do. I totally do. If you follow me on Instagram, I shout it into the interwebs on repeat, literally. Constantly telling you to read labels and explaining that endocrine disruptors are bad for you. But that's like telling somebody who loves Diet Coke that aspartame is bad for them. They know it's bad, but it's a theoretical bad. It hasn't actually done anything bad yet that they know of. And theoretical bad doesn't usually change behavior, and that's just a reality. So what is an endocrine disruptor? It's just a fancy name for a toxin that is known to mess with your hormones. You've probably heard of them, and you probably know they're bad, but you might not know why, and you probably don't even know what they're in or how to avoid them. I'm going to fill in the blanks and give you a crash course, and by the time this episode is over, I promise you'll understand what these toxins actually do to your body, how they impact your health, and you'll even walk away with 10 ways that you can protect yourself and your family and avoid these toxins. But let me disclaimer this by saying, you cannot and you will never avoid them completely. They're everywhere, truly everywhere. What you can do is your best to control what comes into your home and gets put on your body. But when you're at dinner with your girlfriends, I want you to enjoy your life and not think about whether the filtered water you're drinking was filtered in an RO or a carbon filter, or whether or not that restaurant is using nonstick pans to cook your meal. I want you to live your life because fear and worry are worse for your health than the toxins in that nonstick pan that chef maybe used. Okay? 80% do your best, 20% live your life. This episode is not intended to fearmonger or to scare you. It's to educate you and empower you. I have a question for you. Have you seen the documentary Stink? If you haven't, there's going to be some spoiler alerts, so you might want to go rent it on Amazon Prime, spend the $2.99, and then come back to this. The entire movie is about endocrine disruptors. I know you're shocked, right? But it's super compelling. Why? Because it's not just about toxins. It's about a dad who lost his wife to cancer, and he's raising two girls alone, and he just wants to buy them a pair of popular pajamas from that tween clothing store, Justice. And Christmas comes, and he's so happy to give his girls these pajamas. I have a tween daughter, and I can totally relate to this story. But it was the moment that he realizes that these popular pajamas stink. His girls open them up, and they say, "Dad, this smells gross." So this dad, who's the true hero of this story, starts making phone calls. He calls Justice. He calls the FDA. He calls everyone. He just wants to know what chemicals are sprayed on these pajamas. And are they toxic to his children? As the story goes on, he finally realizes no one's ever going to tell him. They're not required to by law. So he takes matters into his own hands and he sends these pajamas off to an environmental lab where he finds out that they're not only covered in reproductive toxins like phthalates, but they've also been sprayed with a flame retardant that was banned in the US and is known to cause cancer. This dad is so freaking awesome. He actually goes and buys a single share of Justice brand stock so he can attend a shareholders meeting and meet with the CEO in person. There's cameras everywhere and he corners him. And he looks at the CEO and says, "How can you possibly support selling clothing to little girls and not disclosing what chemicals they are sprayed with?" And the CEO looks right at the father and he says, "Well, no one else has to." That dad was trying to make a point. And here's the truth. Most Americans have a false belief that when they reach for products on store shelves, cleaners, shampoos, lotions, whatever they're buying, that those ingredients are regulated by someone, that those ingredients have been safety tested to make sure they don't cause cancer or infertility, and that somebody somewhere has given the green light that they're safe. And that is the biggest lie that we have all been led to believe. Are you reading labels, but you don't even really know what you're looking at, let alone know which ones are toxic? And wondering if you really need to spend $8 on an all-natural cleaner made of nothing but vinegar? And how much of this marketing is just a bunch of greenwashing anyway? If you're confused, you are in good company. That was me when I first started detoxing my home. But now I've helped hundreds of families do it simply and without the overwhelm using my Tossing the Toxins roadmap. The best part, it is completely free. I wanted to create the perfect toxin-free cheat sheet and then give it away to anyone who wanted it. The roadmap walks you through what areas to focus on first that will give you the best bang for your health buck. You can download what I call the Toxic 20, which is my top 20 ingredients to avoid, right to your phone. It's jam-packed full of easy-to-follow steps on embracing a low-tox life. My only goal was to make it simple, like crazy simple. If you're ready to start detoxing your life, go download your free roadmap at www.tossingthetoxins.com. So if nobody is safety testing them for you, and you have to know yourself what you're bringing into your home, you should probably know what a hormone disruptor is. So hormone disruptors are toxins that mess with your hormones, and they do that in a couple different ways. They can block pathways between your actual hormones and the receptors in your body. Sometimes they act directly, and they can force your glands to make too much or too little of a hormone. And many times they mimic your natural hormones, which causes your body to overreact or to react at the wrong time. Okay, so it messes with your hormones. So what? It literally throws your entire endocrine system out of whack. And over time, we have a lot of published data. We know that these toxins are linked to birth defects, infertility, thyroid disorders, learning disabilities, and they've been linked to liver and breast cancer, diabetes, and obesity. In fact, the Mount Sinai Children's Environmental Health Center has linked fetal exposure with autism, ADHD, and neurological disorders. Okay, so that's the bad news. But remember I told you, this episode is not intended to scare you or fearmonger. I believe we can be empowered. This is the most important part of the episode. So if you're multitasking right now, like I always am when I listen to podcasts, come back to me so you can hear this. Here are the 10 things that you can do to limit your exposure to these chemicals. Number one, filter your drinking water. I recommend gravity filters like Pro One or Berkey, or an under-the-sink reverse osmosis or RO system. Just make sure if you go for an RO unit that it puts the minerals back in the water. You can find links to my favorites in the show notes. Number two, keep your home clean. I know that sounds really simple, but if you take a wet cloth and you dust regularly and vacuum and open your windows for up to 15 minutes a day, it can really improve the air quality in your home. If you want to take it a step further, you can get yourself an air purifier like Air Doctor. Those are also great for taking those hormone-disrupting toxins out of your air. Number three, swap your toxic cleaning products. You may not realize this, but the things that you clean your home with are full of those toxins. So when you spray them onto your surfaces and you wipe them off, they're getting into your air and you're breathing them in. Swap to non-toxic options. Number four, avoid artificial fragrance. I know it's really hard. We love to smell the way that we smell. People really enjoy body sprays, perfumes, candles. There's even fragrance in all of our personal care products, our shampoos and our lotions. But artificial fragrances contain toxins called phthalates. Those phthalates are plasticizers and they make that smell sticky. It's what makes it last. So you're going to want to avoid those artificial fragrances. Number five, avoid plastic, especially hot plastic. And I know this goes without saying, you probably already know, don't heat up your food in a microwave and anything that's plastic. And you also probably know you should avoid BPA. But what you might not know is that the things that we have used to replace BPA are found to be just as endocrine disrupting as the BPA. So staying away from plastics, especially when food is involved, is a good idea. I also don't suggest people drink bottled water for that reason. Stick with glass or stainless steel when you're storing your food. Number six, don't cook with nonstick pans. Stick with stainless steel and cast iron. Nonstick pans are created from a chemical called PFAS, and those PFAS are known endocrine disruptors. Number seven, try and avoid fast food packaging. The thing about fast food wrappers is that they want to make sure food doesn't stick to the wrapper. So they actually coat the wrapper in the same chemical that they use to make nonstick pans, PFAS. So avoid fast food packaging when you can. Number eight, buy organic fruits and veggies when you can. A lot of herbicides and pesticides that are sprayed on our crops are known endocrine disruptors. So the best way that you can avoid them is by buying organic where you can. Number nine, avoid anything that's sprayed with a flame retardant. And this one's a little bit tricky. You've got to do your homework. Up until the 1970s, house fires were caused by cigarettes, mostly. The government asked Big Tobacco to come up with a cigarette that would go out when it wasn't being smoked. And they did, but it didn't taste good. So nobody wanted to buy it. So Big Tobacco went to Big Chemical and said, hey, can you create a chemical that you can spray on everything from mattresses to pajamas for children to couches that will make it not flammable? And they did. They invented flame retardant. And over the last 50 years, that flame retardant has been sprayed on everything that you can imagine, from car seats to carpet. You got to do your homework. When you're buying kids' clothing, especially, look for organic ones. Number 10, this is a big one, and this is a hard one for people. You gotta learn how to read labels, because when you walk into Target or wherever you're shopping and you're walking down the aisles and you see laundry detergents and fabric softeners and body washes, even the ones that are marketed to you as non-toxic, if you turn the label over and you read the ingredients, it's the only way to avoid these toxins. I know that's easier said than done, and don't worry, I am not going to leave you hanging. I created a free resource called Tossing the Toxins. It's basically a cheat sheet. You can download it for free in the show notes. It includes a downloadable list of toxins that you want to avoid that you can screenshot and put in your phone and take with you when you're shopping. It also has a product checklist so you can slowly start to go through the products in your home and figure out which ones you need to swap out first. It also has links to my toxin-free shopping guide. If you're someone that really doesn't want to read labels, I have a list of products that I have vetted the ingredients for you already. You can also download the free guide at www.tossingthetoxins.com. And finally, if this topic matters to you, please share it with a friend. I truly believe that if every woman in America heard this, we could dramatically change the way companies do business. I'll see you next week.